Today is very important. I think it's a message. Remember, I'm encouraging you to write something down every week. If you don't write something down, I have something towards the end I'm going to put on the screen that you write that one down if you didn't write anything else down. I'm going to help you now. But I'm excited. There's certain times when I'm just studying the Word and I get certain times in my life, and I'm going to share one with you where it's just like a light goes on that I need to do, I need to approach it that way, a spiritual thing. And the first one of those that I had was dealing with sin. And as I was, if I was a young Christian and a teenager and learning, you know, God's will in my life and, you know, wrong choices, right choices, you know, we all, you know, and still we kind of do that. But, you know, at the very beginning, one of the things I never understood when I was young was how to overcome sin. And I couldn't, Lord, no matter how hard you try, we're all sinners. Amen? And I struggled that. And one day it was just like a revelation or whatever. And it was like, okay, I don't have to worry about that. The Bible says, be filled with the Spirit and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So the answer was never that I had to figure it out. The answer was more God, more Bible, more prayer, more church, more of Him. And I finally came to realize that, hey, you don't have to beat yourself up over your sinful nature, right? You just got to go back to the cross. More of Jesus in your life. And it was a big revelation, and I pray that each one of you kind of, I hope I'm imparting this knowledge, and it's like for your life, you don't have to wake up every day and try to conquer sin and your sinful nature. You wake up every day and surrender to God's righteousness. Right? Isn't that free you? And when I hit that, I was like, Lord, that is something. So now it's like, that's your job, Lord. My job is to be on my knees and pray and seek you. If you can do that honestly, you can be right standing before God. And not only that, you can go to God and quote scripture to Him and say, you said you were going to do this for your child. Right? Like Moses did, right? You can't do that to the children of Israel. You made a promise. And so I felt like another one of those moments, and I want to share it with you as a church. I think you came on the right day. Right day. I want to tell you that. I know, you know, sometimes more people come and less people come, but, you know, don't worry about that, you know, numbers and all that. You know, if we had 20 people that just wanted to serve and to care, that's all you really need. I mean, for to go and Jesus had 12, right? And so never look at, oh, there's empty seats. That doesn't really matter. What matters is that we're at the right place at the right time. And you came on the right Sunday, I believe. I believe just like that free moment about sin, like, Jesus, you changed me. You do it. You empower me. It's the same thing. I believe this message about praying. Pray always is the title of this message. Q, Victoria. Ah, that's good. That was beautifully done. Yeah. Pray always. Anyway, we're trying to get that down. Pray always. You know, last week during the worship time, it wasn't the sermon, but it was during the worship time, something that came to my mind, and I repeated it to the church, was this. Being confident and knowing that God's goodness will prevail in our lives. Knowing that God's goodness will prevail in our lives. It is important to pray with confidence, knowing that God hears you. Knowing that things have been set in motion when you pray. God's divine purpose for our life is set in motion when you pray. Some common questions we all have about prayer, about these kind of things, is something, for example, when we pray, what exactly is going on? Should we keep praying about the same request over and over and over. Have you ever thought that or heard that thought covered? You know, there's different thoughts about that. Some people say, no, you pray one time and then you leave it with God, because if you keep praying, then you're doubting. Right? Have you ever heard that? I'm not believing or that, but that's one theory. And then the other theory is what I want to talk to you about today. Let's start with the definition of prayer. I just went to Google because we don't have Webster's Dictionary anymore. We have Google. And Google says, prayer, a solemn request for help or expression or a thanks address to God. You pray for two reasons, right? Worship and honor God, who He is. And petition, request, right? The Bible says what? Make your request not be known to God. So there's a definition. And I want to focus on the first part of that, the request part. We're also supposed to pray to just thank Him and worship Him for who He is, for saving us, right? But we're not talking about that today. We're talking about request, praying. Request help from God. It's okay to request help from God. Actually, it is more than okay. The Bible tells us, if you turn to Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. It is okay to request. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, God's word reads, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Let your request be made known unto God. Can't be any clearer than that. Amen. God wants you to ask. He wants you to ask. He makes it clear in His word. He wants His people to look up and have faith and pray to God for things that we need of. So that's established. He wants us to request. The Bible also tells us, if you turn to 1 John chapter 5, verse 14, 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. The Bible also tells us this. Do not doubt that He hears you. And that's where a lot of us, if we're honest with ourselves, we sometimes do. We sometimes wonder, is God really listening to me? I mean, He's a little busy with the world. But here in Scripture it says, and this, be confident, and this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. So scratch that out of your doubt panel or doubt in your heart. Do not doubt that God hears us. And in verse 14 says, have confidence, and this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. Don't ever doubt that He hears you. He hears you. And if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. God hears us. God hears us. I'm going to mention one thing, but I'm not going to focus on this today, but it is important. There is a scripture that says, do not ask amiss. In other words, don't expect God to answer when you're asking for selfish reasons. And let's put that in the box today, because we're not going to focus on that, but that needs to be said. You can't just go ask. I love Kathleen. One of the first things she ever told us, she was praying for what was that car, Lamborghini or some. And God never answered her prayer when she was, you know, in her teens and 20s. God never answered her prayer. And as she grew wiser, she came to realize that that wasn't a prayer about God's will in her life. Because she said if she ever would have gotten, she'd probably be dead. So that's important. So remember that when you ask, if it's for a non-selfish reason, then God cares and He hears your request. And there's plenty of scripture about requests for healings, requests for miracles, requests for God to intervene, requests for whatever, finances. All of those, God wants us to prosper and be in good health. Right? But He also doesn't want us to make God, money God in our lives, right? So there's, but He cares and He's gonna do what's best for you because He loves you. He hears you. So here's a scripture. Philippians 4:6 told us, let your requests be made known to, be made known unto God. 1 John 5:14 tells us, He hears us. He hears us. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 16. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Verse 16. I thought I had that one marked, but 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Rejoice. In 2017, we're going to rejoice. Amen? Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. What does that mean? Pray continually. It does not mean that you're supposed to pray every second, every minute of every day. Right? Because that would be impossible. If you were doing that, you would not be any earthly good. Yeah, that's one thing Pastor Green taught us a long time ago. Don't be so heavenly minded that you're no earthly good. Right? You can't totally shut the world out and just pray all day, right? So that's not what it means. Look at it this way. When a child, or when, this obviously doesn't mean to pray every minute of every day. It means don't stop praying to God. Think of it this way. When someone has a cough and you say, he or she won't stop coughing, it doesn't mean they cough every second. It means that there's consistency in their coughing. That's a good way to put it, right? So pray without ceasing means don't stop praying. It doesn't mean pray every minute. That's good, because none of us could keep that. It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean they cough every second. It just means that they're consistently coughing and they won't stop. So you pray in that manner. Do not stop petitioning God. Do not stop petitioning God. So there are three things we just learned here. One, let your request be known to God. Two, God hears us. And three, pray continually. Pray consistently. Make your request be made known unto God. So I started looking at this prayer in this concept. Think of your heavenly loving Father. And you're His child. Think of an earthly father, mother, and a child request. They request and they request. And you as a parent, you want to answer their request, but you don't always answer. For example, you as a parent, how long or how many times does a child have to ask for an iPhone? How many times does a child have to ask for an iPhone? And there's a real simple answer. Until they get it. Amen? And I guarantee you, most of your children, they have something. And if not, they're not going to stop asking until they get it. Think of prayer like that. You have a Heavenly Father. And you're His child asking, I want this cell phone. Lord, I need this moved in my life. I need this. I need that. How many times should you ask until you get it? Don't ever stop believing that He hears you and He cares. He's your loving Father. Just as you as a parent eventually get your child what they ask for because you want to make them happy. You want them to learn things. You don't just give them everything they ask. But you do give them what is feasible. What is going to help them. Right? And so I started thinking of prayer in those terms. We're supposed to pray to God continually. We're supposed to go to Him over and over and over. So what do we do when the answer does not come as soon as we have hoped? The same thing the child does when they don't get the iPhone the first time they ask. This is an important thing, question to hold tightly in your hearts. Keep praying about your request. Don't give in to doubt. Don't give in to doubt. Answer. How many times should you ask and petition God for something? The answer is until you get it. So two things will happen in your request. One, what was important to you today does not become important to you tomorrow. Has that ever happened? If God doesn't answer and it's no longer important to you, guess what's going to happen? You're going to stop asking. Or you're going to keep asking and it's still important to you until you get it. So in that mindset, in your prayer life, in your requests, remove doubt. Remove doubt that God, maybe that's not important to God. God cares about us. He loves us. He's our loving Father. It is important to Him. He does care. So pray always. Pray consistently. Pray often over the same thing over and over. So when I started with that question, should we just pray once and leave it with God? No. Pray over and over. You want to think of it as nagging, nag God. Until you get it. He loves you. He cares for you. Amen? But we've been conditioned that because the answer doesn't come today or tomorrow, then He must be too busy. So I guess I'll just have to live without. No. That's the lie of the enemy. Till the last breath, ask. Amen? Ask. Ask. Well, to kind of put this in a bow, we're going to end with Jesus' words. In Luke chapter 18, I hope you're hearing this with your spirit this morning. I believe many of us need to change. Maybe there's been some things we put in a box because we don't want to bring it up over and over and over. It hurts sometimes to bring it up. And you just kind of want to leave it in a box and God, you know I want that, but I'm not going to keep bringing it up. You know what happens when a child stops asking their parent for the iPhone? They're not going to get it. Right? Luke chapter 18, verse 1. Jesus gives us the story that illustrates everything we've been talking about. And Jesus spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. How often should we pray? Always. The title of this sermon is Pray Always. And Jesus tells us, this parable is for this reason. He's even telling us that men, that includes women, right? Men in the Bible means mankind. That men are always to pray and not to faint. What does he mean? Well, he's going to tell us. He says, let me tell you the story. He says, there was a city and there was a judge who didn't fear God. Neither he regarded man. In other words, he didn't care about people. And this judge, a widow comes to her in that city and she came unto him saying, avenge me of my adversaries. I've been wronged. I need you, judge, to straight set the situation straight. And he would not for a while. The judge was like, you know, I don't have time for you. You know, I'm really not concerned about your well-being or whatever you're asking. And he would not. The judge would not for a while. But afterwards, he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor I don't care about man, yet because this woman, widow, troubleth me. Because she's persistent. If you want to use the word nag, you can use the word nag. But she's just coming at me over and over and over. Yet because of this, I'll go ahead and answer her request. Lest be her continual coming, she keeps just wearing me out. Jesus is pretty clear what he's saying here. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. This judge didn't care about people. He didn't fear God. And this is what he said. Shall not your God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall find faith on the earth. If this judge is going to answer this request, what Jesus is saying here is, you gotta keep coming like this woman did with this judge. Isn't God who loves you going to want to answer the request? And so, all of these scriptures put together, the example of Jesus, the word of God saying, let your request be known to God, that God hears us, and to pray continually, and pray always, Jesus says. And then this example about this judge that gave in because of her consistency. All of that put together, see, when we read the scripture in its entirety, it puts a clear picture. So from this day forward, when you pray, know that God hears you. Know that he cares. Don't say, oh, because my answer didn't come, then he must be just busy or not going to help me right now. And no, be like this widow woman. Continually be persistent in prayer. Your God hears you. He hears you. He hears you. So to me, this concept, this topic, for me personally, has changed some things in how I pray and how I believe. So I want to share this. I believe that this word is wisdom for us not to doubt anymore. To know that God hears us. To know that he wants us to petition him continually. He wants to hear from us. He wants to answer our prayers according to his purposes. Just like an earthly loving father hears a request from their child over and over and over, eventually they will answer when it is best for the child. So picture your Heavenly Father hearing your request over and over and over. He will make it happen for you because he loves you. Do not doubt. Know that God is a good God. He's waiting. He's listening. He cares. I ask Michelle to come forward and play some music and we're going to just spend the last 5-10 minutes here responding to this. Maybe you have a prayer request or you just need God to intervene. And you've been praying, hoping he hears you. And I believe that needs to change. We're not praying hoping he hears us. We're praying knowing he hears us. There's that switch we talked about last week from hoping to knowing. It pertains to our prayer life. We're not hoping God has time for us. We know because we read it in Scripture. He hears us. So you have a prayer request today. I want to invite you to the altar, and as a group, you see, a lot of times we think, well, you know, if the pastor prays for me specifically, then it'll really mean more. It is true, and the Bible says that the prayer of the righteous, but that includes all of us, availeth much. It's true that you want righteous people praying with you and for you. Amen? Not perfect people, but people that are serving the Lord. So we're going to end today. I want you to respond if you have been that person that was just hoping God was hearing you and just hoping maybe if the right person prays, then everything will work out. But that soldier said, you don't even have to come to my house. If you, Jesus, believe it and say it because you have authority, then I know my servant will be healed. You see, faith is within your control. And today I believe there's some prayer requests that you've been giving that you've had doubts that God's even hearing you. And I think we need to turn that switch on from hoping to knowing. God hears you. And He loves you. And if you just turn that switch on, and I'm going to pray and count to three, and then if you have something in your life that you were just hoping God was listening, and today is the day that you're just going to leave this place knowing God is listening. Don't respond with doubt. Respond with persistence. Heavenly Father, teach us to pray. Teach us to pray, Lord, because the enemy tries to trick us so that we may doubt that our Heavenly Father is even listening. But that spirit of doubt is cast out. We know He's listening. We know He cares. And we know through reading through Scripture that He's asked us to be consistent in petitioning our requests to God. So Lord, seal this in our hearts. In the count of three, if you just have something you don't want to hope anymore, you want to just turn on the switch and say, I know God hears me. In the count of three, if that's you, I want you to come to the front. And we're just going to agree together. We're going to agree together. The enemy has been cast out, the spirit of doubt. So if you just need God to intervene in that situation, and just in the count of three, come. One, two, three.